Hi, listeners. It's Tucker Ligursky. As a researcher on Masters of Scale, I use the innovations of AI on a daily basis. And with an increasingly overcrowded market, it's hard to discern which ones are truly beneficial for my work, not to mention safe. That's where Grammarly comes in. My job requires me to prepare dozens of documents every day. And with Grammarly, I'm able to make my dossiers and research documents clear, more direct, and more concise. In fact, I recently discovered that Grammarly users spend 66% less time editing content, which is a huge advantage since our most precious resource is undoubtedly time. What I love about Grammarly is its commitment to responsible AI. My team works tirelessly to produce top-quality podcasts, and it's vital that we keep our data secure. Grammarly has been around for 14 years and has maintained a business model dedicated to never selling your data, which means you can trust it with your most sensitive information. Join me and over 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly to work faster and hit their goals while keeping their data secure. Visit Grammarly.com to learn more. That's Grammarly.com.
Hi, listeners. It's Aaron Bastinelli, an audio engineer here at Wait What. As you know, behind every successful business is a story. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failures, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
It's 1998, at the height of the first dot-com boom. Silicon Valley's on fire. Nothing bad can happen. My friend, Mariam Nafisi, is CEO of a startup called Eve, and she had to have the domain name eve.com. Only problem? She has to convince the owner to sell it to her.
Hello, who is this?
It is a five-year-old girl, Eve Rogers.
This is Eve.
She gets on the phone. So I think, what on earth am I going to say to this five-year-old? So I said, hello.
Hi.
Could I buy your domain name?
I'm Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, partner at Greylock, and host of a new podcast, Masters of Scale. Through conversations with famous founders, I'll show you what really goes on behind the scenes as companies grow from zero to a gazillion. At times, it's a dogfight.
I was absolutely convinced that this would bankrupt the company.
At times, sketch comedy.
What if we created a Barack Obama-themed breakfast cereal? And we thought, what would a Barack Obama-themed breakfast cereal be called? Obama-O's, like Cheerios, the breakfast of change.
Through my years as a Silicon Valley investor and entrepreneur, I've noticed patterns about how successful companies grow and how successful entrepreneurs think. You can expect big ideas, memorable stories, and simple hacks that can change everything.
So he triggered the bug and took the site down for like 30 minutes. And you know, in our industry, that is crazy. And he got hired full time.
Welcome aboard.
I did think that someone was going to build a global social platform. I just thought that there was no chance it was going to be us.
There were literally days where I had a no over breakfast, a no over a 10:30 a.m. coffee.
Sergey said that was the stupidest idea he'd ever heard.
A no over lunch, disinterest at 2 p.m., and to feel like I was being laughed out of the moon.
I opened the doors. There's not a sale for an entire month.
If you want to build something that's truly viral, you have to create a total mind experience that you tell everyone
so
about.
So he turns to his right-hand guy and he says, esta chica está loca. This woman's crazy.
I'm Reid Hoffman, your host. See you soon on Masters of Scale. Subscribe now for free and catch the first episode on May 3rd.